You're gonna have to give him a wrap up at like, what, 10 minutes, 15?
Yeah. I might need 10, that's all. I feel like 10 minutes is good. I got so many meth jokes.
Hey, y'all.
Should we just cut your mic at 15? Yeah. Because he's like, what is just cut it. Oh my God. She'll make you say, oh my God. She got the scoop. Pop culture news, so grab a drink. It ain't what you think. It's Sarah and the crew. Oh, the crew is all here.
Cheers, baby.
Cheers, you guys. Hey. Oh my God, cheers.
Hey, cheers. Cheers. Hey, ladies.
Cheers. Hey,
those voices that you hear, Danny Starr is here.
Hello.
On the podcast. So is Paul Wharton. Of course, it's Wednesday.
What's happening?
Guys? Not a thing. I'm just waiting on YouTube because I am so excited about Friday night's
podcast show.
I'm so excited.
And it's good. Now, what time do we have to be there?
The doors open at 6:30.
What time the doors open?
Doors open at 6:30.
Okay, that's important.
We go on at 8 o'clock.
We go on at 8.
Bring your ass there by 7:30. Do not stroll in there at 8:01.
Oh, my God.
You tell him. There we go.
I think I overbooked my days.
No, you didn't.
No, I overbooked my days. I scheduled too much stuff in a day.
Okay, well, you will be there.
Okay, I'll be there.
What else have you got to do on Friday?
Shit to do. I mean, I'm busy. I'm getting a hydrofacial. I'm getting a little Botox. I got a lunch meeting. I got to go out to my catering company hungry. I got shit to do.
I understand. I'm seeing the Vagina Whisperer on Friday, I think. So,
What's a Vagina Whisperer?
So it's like I get a vagina steam.
Okay. Oh my God. I've always wanted to try this.
Yo, you should come with me, Sarah.
It's
amazing. Okay. It is amazing. Shout out Womb Therapy indeed. So basically I sit on like... Essentially, it looks like a toilet for old people.
Okay.
You know, like one of those old toilets. But there's a crock pot underneath it full of magical things.
Wow.
Like, you know, herbs and all this stuff. Let me tell you, I went home and my man said I reupholstered the P word, if you know what I'm saying.
Wow. He got right down there, huh?
He was like, what is going on? I was like, she was right.
Wow.
Wait a minute. So why do you go see a vagina whisperer? Like, do you just do it like as general maintenance or is something going on? Like,
no,
why would you go see him?
Nothing's going on. I did it once because I thought, okay, this is new. It seems like real holistic. And you know me, I try to live my holistic life. So I went because of that. However, once I got there, it was like, so every person you sleep with, you take their energy.
Okay.
And for women, it's even more so because they're literally like, you know, like all up in your everything, you know. And
women in bottoms.
Look, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Women in bottoms.
They all up in your everything.
They all up in your everything, too.
They real up there.
real up there. So when I got there the first time, it was such like an emotional experience. She was like, you have to let go of all your past partners. Just let me be clear. There ain't a whole lot of them, okay?
Right. Always giving a disclaimer for your man.
I got low. No, not about him. I don't care about him.
Baby.
I ain't worried about him.
You're the only one I will, baby.
No, I want many of them, okay? I just choose to stick with him.
It's going to be so good on Friday.
No, but I was like, okay, well, let me release all the people that haven't been in there and I felt like a new person. And so I don't go to release anything now. I just go because it feels like almost like therapy.
Oh my God.
Like vagina therapy.
How long is it?
It's about an hour session. Yeah. And she just asks you how you're feeling and how, you know, what's going on. And all of us, next thing I know, I'm crying on a crock pot and my vagina feels better and the juices is flowing and I go home and things are good in the bedroom.
Sounds fantastic. I think you should have your vagina.
I'm
you
going
need to come
to.
With
oh
me.
My God, yeah,
you need to come with me.
I've got some crazy past partners. You, as you guys,
you have
heard.
To let go of a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't mean like that, like not a lot, but like a lot of that.
Well, I feel like they were all horrible too.
Yes!
So like a lot of bad energy in my
especially
vagina.
The NRA guy. He gotta go, girl. You gotta get them guns up out your coochie.
This other dude that was. Yes.
Yeah, your coochie's depressed.
He's so depressed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Poor Dan. He's, like, dealing with the depressed coochie. We got to get rid of it, girl.
I want her name.
Her name is India, and she's fantastic, and I will bring you, and we will be in our little wraparound sitting on
live.
Crock pots.
Do Facebook Live.
Absolutely. Have conversations. Tell people about getting their little cooch together. It'll be awesome.
I'm releasing the NRA vagina.
Know, I'm going to tell you, have you ever had a colonic?
Yes.
So I went out to this colonic center out in Herndon, Virginia, and this colon hydrotherapist got to me. You know, I was the right one to get to. She says, oh, we're doing this new thing. It's all the rage in Hollywood. I said, yes.
It's all the rage.
Yes. And she said, oh, yes. You get a colonic every day for 30 days. I said, yes.
Oh,
every day. For 30
every day.
So I went to Herndon, Virginia. Every day for 30 days trying to be this, you know, booty guru.
Yes.
Get your booty right. Did that hurt every day?
Get my booty right. Well, at a certain point, it was like there was nothing left to do. And you know how people say, you know, your shit don't stink. Well, honey, I don't shit, sweetie.
No,
I stop.
Let me tell you something.
I don't
first
shit
of all,
anymore.
When you're full of shit, you feel like shit. Like,
oh,
straight up.
Yeah.
So I firmly believe you got to get that done regularly, and you got to get your vagina steamed, and you will be a whole new person.
Wow, well, your skin looks great. Did you just get this done?
This is yesterday's makeup.
Oh, God.
I sleep like this, straight up. I don't mess around. I get 3 days out of my good makeup.
Well,
I'm not like you, Paul, but thank you.
Wow,
I don't care about my skin like that. I'm like, I'm getting 3 days out of this good makeup. Yeah, because I did TV yesterday. You know, okay. Tuesdays I do TLC. So I definitely was
you don't
like.
You wash your face at night?
No, I wash around my face,
okay.
Keep my eyes on,
oh,
and
eyes.
Then I redo my face.
No problem.
Because you got to keep your eyes
I'm
sometimes.
Down with that.
You know,
oh, my God. I love it. Okay, well, this is going to be endless entertainment. Yeah. Danny and Paul are here for a special edition of the Hey Fresh podcast because this Friday night at AMP by Strathmore in Rockville, we are all doing for the first time together stand-up and a live podcast show. And there are still tickets available, ampbystrathmore.com. By the way, they're running a special today for us, okay?
Oh,
so
yeah?
You buy two, you get the third ticket for free.
What?
Ooh,
today's
fantastic.
The day. Get your deal. It's like a Groupon, but not a Groupon. You know?
I love
exactly.
It.
Mm-hmm. So, and all you got to do is enter the code podcast, okay? So code podcast.
Code
you
podcast.
Can bring your third wheel for free.
Okay.
Okay? So
love
you
it.
Bring them. So definitely go to ampbystrathmore.com. You'll see us Friday night. You guys were saying doors open at 6:30. Show is at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Rob Mayer, who's open for Tiffany Haddish, Kevin Hart, he's kind of hosting
it.
The show for us.
Fantastic.
Side note, if you are a business and you want to sponsor our show, reach out to Hey Frage because
yes.
We are accepting sponsors for the show. You can get some free advertising on our podcast. You'll also get to come on stage with us for a little bit. So yes, reach out if you are a business and want to sponsor our show.
And guess I did land a sponsor. Guess who's
Yay.
Guess who for the first time is sponsoring our show?
Who is it?
A medical marijuana doctor.
Yes!
I love it.
Let me tell you, she better bring edibles on deck.
I know. Why don't we do that? Wouldn't that be fun?
We should do an edible before the show.
Dr. Mintz, oh my God. Can you imagine if we did edibles? Dr. Mintz, medically marijuana doctor in Maryland, in Montgomery County, he is sponsoring the show and he's going to be
love
on
it.
Stage. I'll
well,
tell
bitch,
him
we all got anxiety. Come on,
oh, yeah.
Give us the medical. Give us the medicinal.
Mm-hmm.
I need that.
So he's going to be sponsoring one of our sponsors on Friday night.
Yes, I'm here
fantastic.
For it. Yes.
Can you imagine? I mean, oh my God, we do. We really need like
yeah.
some just
can I
a
tell
few
you last
little
weekend
bites.
How I took that not weekend before last
when
how
was
I had a
that?
Cookie.
Yeah, and like you were like knocked
I was out for
out.
2 days.
No. What the hell happened?
I ate a whole cookie and I was
what
just
what the hell is wrong with you? You can't ever eat. Okay, let me explain to you what happened, okay? This you have to first of all, you have to focus. Okay,
yeah.
You cannot ever eat an entire edible. No.
That, I ate it.
No. And
I
that's
did.
Why your ass hibernated.
I was out.
You cannot do that. So I walked into a dispensary once, and I kid you not, this is exactly how it happened.
Okay.
I went and I said, hey, I've never been here or into a place like this. I was in Denver. And I said, so I need to know, I want some gummies. I need to know how many I should take. I'm not exaggerating. This is what he said. He said, so like, do you want to still be able to function or do you want to like, just fade into the couch. And I was like, listen, I'm going to need to be able to function. He was like,
yes.
You should eat about two or three gummies. I should have known not to ask him.
Right.
He was basing it off of his
so are you calling
experience.
This functioning what you're doing right now, sir? Is this functioning?
Right, because I'm like, you're not functioning
right.
well. So I get home and I'm like, he said two or three gummies. So I was like, okay, I got to do two. Can't
mm-hmm.
do three. I'll
yeah.
die. I did two and that was the day I almost drowned in the shower. You
oh.
can't even drown in the damn shower. You just
what?
Gotta step out. You guys, I was in the shower.
Hold your mouth, Danny.
I literally
I don't know why the water's getting in me.
I'm in the shower like at first
close
it just it felt
your
so
mouth.
Right. It was amazing. I was in the shower. I could feel it on my body. I was like, yes, I like this. Next thing I know, I was like, what's happening? I thought I was drowning in the shower. And
holy God.
My friend sitting on the bed out there, she's tripping too, right? She's laying on the bed and all of a sudden she said, I'm in the shower drowning. But she said she sits up in the bed because she realizes how crazy she feels. And she goes, holy shit, Danielle's in the shower. So she comes running in the bathroom and she saves me from drowning.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Did you hear you gargling?
She did. She cast. I'm
you weren't drowning. You was gargling.
Gargling the water.
Oh my God. That is terrifying.
I know.
Okay, well, Dr. Mincy's got to hook us up, so
yeah.
we'll see what happens.
Fantastic.
I want like
tell
a
me
teeny...
want gummies. You
okay.
just need a quarter of it.
Mm-hmm. I need like the littlest amount. Oh
and
my God.
It takes about 45 minutes to kick in, so we'll do it as doors open, 6:30. By the time the show is on, it'll be on.
We'll forget
popping.
Our sets.
We won't. Our sets will be
what was I
better.
Saying again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm totally worried about that, by the way. So look, AmpByStrathmore.com. Get your tickets today. They're doing the buy two, get one free. Or if you share today's episode with Danny, with Paul, with myself on it, on Facebook, if you share this episode, you'll automatically be entered to win. We're going to give away a pair of tickets as well.
Fantastic.
Okay, so we can't wait to see you guys on Friday night. So much to talk about. You were in Miami, Danny.
I was.
You were doing a twerking video that like now has like sparked this entire debate on your Instagram. We got to talk about that. Paul was in the Hamptons living his best life.
Just look
at
amazing.
His podcast. I know. So much, so many things. And then I've been waiting, Danny, for you to be on this show because I have a girlfriend who's dating a guy and she does not like his kids. And we want to know, can you have a successful relationship if you don't get along with their kids from a previous relationship?
We have so much to talk about.
We do. So let's start in, we'll just like go right around. Okay. So let's start in Miami. Like, tell us why you were down there and then this twerking video that's like caused so much drama.
Yeah, I don't. Okay, so I'm in Miami with my friends. My friend Nikki, who I actually met Nikki when I was 4 years old. We lived in Minnesota. She moved to Baltimore. So she's close now. And I'm like, oh my God. Like when I moved down here, I had a friend already. So that was nice. So her friends kind of adopted me into their little squad, right? So I'm like, cool, we go down to Miami. I'm very conservative. Like, I dance in the clubs, whatever, but I don't ever show too much of anything. I was in Miami like, you can get these thighs, these boobs, you can get all of this. You can
on
have.
On the boat.
On the
boat.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
So anyways.
I thought it was great.
I had kept seeing videos of, people twerking, and I can't do that to save my life. It's something that skipped over all of this, right? So I was like, okay, but I'm going to try because it's fun. I like the music. It's fun. So I'm trying. Yeah. This guy comes onto my page and he's like, meanwhile, your man is at home packing his bags. And I'm like, if he is, then he's not the man for me because I'm a free spirit. I'm going to always do me. And this is what it is. So then he went on to say, I should ask my father about self-worth, right? First of all, my daddy is an alcoholic who beat the shit out of my mom for some years. So how about you know what the hell you're talking about when you come on my page?
Oh, my God.
And it just what it came down to is at the end of the day, I'm somebody who is like, if how you live your life doesn't impact me or mess or hurt me or anybody else, I don't give a shit what you got going
on. Yeah, who cares?
We don't judge somebody else's choices.
He's telling me because I'm twerking on a handstand, which, by the way, it wasn't even twerking. I don't know what the hell it was. But
we're bringing up the video, by the way, on Facebook right now.
I tried to do it. It was so much fun.
You know what it is? That looked like
a person
that was carefree, that was having the time of their life, and he was just hating on you, girl, because you were living your life.
And that's what. And I told him, and then he goes, well, clearly I got under your skin, and people who get in their feelings about comments mean you want to reevaluate that. I was like, no, motherfucker, actually why I'm upset is because you feel the need to hate on one of my happiest moments.
Did he have a profile picture?
Yes, he did.
Did he have a private account?
Yeah.
Okay.
He did.
So he kept going back and forth with you, right?
Because a lot of women got on there like, are you serious right now? Like, here's the thing. You're a man. You don't get to tell me about my self-worth. You don't get to tell me about how I value myself. I could be walking around butt-ass naked and still know my self-worth. So, sir, get your toxic masculinity all up out my Instagram feed. Okay. Okay.
Wow.
Thank you. I can't do it. So, look, I'm gonna just point to you when I need that.
Yeah.
I can't do it. So, sir, you can get off my Instagram feed.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you, Sarah.
I can do that
Wait,
one.
Can you talk too?
We got a tag team.
Oh, my God.
Your
black
card is on the line.
I know it is. I forfeit it.
I don't know. Can I? No. How do you do it? You're like,
giddy, 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 giddy
need one. You'll be having a tour.
I need one, yeah. It's just that my fat rolls jiggle more than the booty and the boobs. They really do. I don't care.
Honestly, just have fun with it. Like, at the end of the day, I just, that's what got me upset was it's like, sir, who are you?
Oh, I know. Who are it's you? So crazy.
How's me living my life hurting you in any way? Carry on, sir. Mm. You know, like,
I know how people at this point don't keep scrolling or just unfollow. Right, it's like, blows my mind. And it blows my mind.
Somebody said, why did you follow her? She used to be a role model. I said, oh, shit.
Oh, here we go.
Right. I said, I'm not trying to be your role model, sir. He was like, well, what about your daughters? Guess what? When they 16, I'm going to teach them how to twerk too, sir.
Oh, this is about some twerking?
all of this. He's miserable. That's what it is. Yeah. He's miserable.
Wow. Okay, can you top that? Yeah. What was going on in the Hamptons?
Oh, gosh. I got to top that. Okay. Well... Well, you know, I went back to the Hamptons, sweetie, because I think in my head I live there.
Oh, my God. That's the truth. You looked great. You know, like living your best life.
I have such a good time up there. Excuse me. But I went to the Hamptons, so we went to all these great dinners. And, you know, I've been trying to figure out, I'm actually thinking about opening a bar restaurant in D.C.
What? You actually, you know what? I think that is a great idea.
I am.
Because you
Me
know what?
Too.
You are nightlife. You
yeah.
love good food, good
I
wine.
Do.
You're out every night at Siren. And why?
Right.
I mean, Sirens we love.
Right.
But why give them all the love
yeah.
when you could be doing it for your own place?
Honestly,
exactly.
For
that
selfish
is so
reasons,
good.
I think you should open a club simply because
yeah.
I need a damn job. So, so your girl is in line.
Right. You want to okay. be the maitre d'?
I'll be up in there twerking for him like, hey.
Get it. So listen, so you know, I've been looking at places. I've been looking at like restaurants to try to find the vibe. What is it about places that makes them pop? I went to this place called Il Molino. Now, it's been around forever.
Sure,
you heard about
yeah,
it in
yes,
New York?
Yes, yes.
And there's one in the Hamptons. So we went to Il Molino for dinner, and I don't know what was happening. I had to look to the left and the right and be like, oh my God, I'm having so much fun. I thought I had taken something. I'm like, let me check my meds. What am I on? I was about to vibrate right out of there. I mean, I was having so much fun, but the music,
yeah.
jump it, you know my heart can make you happy.
Ooh.
Jump in it, what it take, your kisses in the night, and baby.
Yes.
Like, I was just like, I was at that table like this.
You were in all your glory.
Oh my God.
I was having so much fun. So music is so important.
Absolutely.
You go to these places, these restaurants, and you sit there and you're just like, this shit is so boring and dull.
Yeah.
Oh no, I could see you. I mean, you are modern day Birdcage. Okay, you really are. Like,
right.
I just see everybody coming in having the best time, and you're just like, I don't know who you are, Nathan Lane or Robin Williams, because you're kind
of
the
business.
Yeah, you're a mix of both. You're the business, but then you're also like the diva, the grand dame. So
yeah.
it's gonna be a real combo.
I think it'd be great. So
you,
that was great.
That is perfect.
Yeah,
it's
you
a perfect
think it's
idea
great?
For
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
I really do.
I'm
so,
not
yeah.
joking about the job though. Like, I will be up in there working. You know, a sister got a degree. What you need? I got you.
Girl, come on.
You're going to be in your RV. You're so on trend. She's going to be gone in her RV.
Exactly.
I so will. But I'll pull up.
You'll pull up. So lots of dinners, lots of parties. So let me tell you about Saturday night. So I go to this charity event. It's for the Ellen Hermanson Foundation. So it's a breast
okay.
cancer foundation.
Okay.
And her Ellen's sister, Julie, started this foundation in 1997 when her sister was diagnosed with breast cancer. So it's at Topping Rose. Topping Rose is a very popular hotel there in the Hamptons, in East Hampton. Fabulous. Having fun. Beautiful. I walk in and the people are like, oh my God, this woman walks right up to me. You are so beautiful. So my night was getting off to a good start.
Thanks.
But I had decided to give myself a blowout.
Oh,
okay.
Okay. So I get in there and I'm like, ooh. Like, I felt like underneath, I'm like, oh, this shit ain't gonna last. So the red, the step and repeat was outside. I'm like, okay, I got 2 minutes. So people took my, like, I said, you got 2 minutes, like 1 minute. You got 30 seconds, like, to get my picture.
Why?
You know,
because what was gonna happen to the
they
hair?
Really
it
wanted
was just
me
gonna
to
curl?
Take the picture. That shit was getting tight as a muff.
It would have been Lion King. My Samaya! What a beast.
All right. Exactly. It was sticking to my face. It was like all kind of crazy shit. I was like, okay. So they were like, oh, this guy must be really special.
Because you were,
Cause
you
he's
were
like,
nah, you got one
You got 30
minute.
Seconds to take my picture.
Meanwhile, it was about your
all
hair.
All I was saying is my hair was like, you know, losing inches by the moment, you know, up. So anyway, so I go to this event and there's a picture there. That's Cognac. So Cognac, she's actually the if you all are watching this on Facebook
beautiful.
Live.
She's beautiful too.
Yeah, she's fantastic. She is actually a host, but she's like 70 years old or something like that.
She is.
Yeah.
What?
Go ahead, mama.
This lady. She's like a host. Oh. She hosts like a little TV show there.
God,
she was interviewing people.
That's amazing.
So anyway, let me tell you. So I go, there's a mentalist there. So the mentalist is doing all of these crazy
mentalist things
like magic tricks or whatever.
So this is like the vagina steam. What is a mentalist? How is it different than a psychic?
Well, I know more about this because last week, Live with Kelly and Ryan had the week of mentalist.
Oh wow!
So they'll say like, okay, you're thinking of a number. You know, tell me the number you're thinking of. You know, and then you have the number.
Yes.
And then you write the number down. And then they say, well, pick somebody out of the audience. And then they'll say,
were you thinking of nine?
No, it was seven,
okay.
But you tried.
Number seven.
Yes.
That's the number.
Yes.
Yeah, seven. That's the number. If he 1 to 10, it's always seven. I was like,
really?
Seven.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's
so
weird. It's probably not even that hard. It's probably just logical. People always pick seven or something like that. But that's amazing.
So this guy, basically, one of the tricks was he handed this scroll to this woman in the audience, a random woman in the audience. And then he had her, he showed her an imaginary book. He held out his hands. He says, this is an imaginary book. Keep flipping the pages. And she would go flip, 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 flip. And he said, what page are you on? She said, 262. And then he'd say, keep flipping. And then she would go flip, flip, flip. It was
really
an imaginary
book. Ain't no pages.
And he said, what page are you on? 313. And then she says, flip a little more. So she would go flip. I said, this is a big ass book.
Right.
So
what you reading, bitch, the Bible?
Right. She was on page 330. So then he said, go to the second paragraph and the third word in on the second paragraph. Do you see it in your mind? Do you know what it is? And she says, yes. And then he says, okay, you got it. Are you sure? And so he closes the book, the imaginary book.
Okay.
And then he says, tell everybody what you know, what the word is. And he said, ice. She said, ice.
Mm-hmm.
So then he says, open the scroll. So she opens the scroll.
Get the hell out of here.
And on a poster board, she unveils and it says ice.
Ah! Wow.
So he's throwing this. So we're all like, oh, this guy's pretty good.
Yeah.
So he's throwing this piece of paper around. It's hitting people. It's knocking glasses over and shit. And everybody's like, ah, fuck my hair. You know. So it finally gets to my table and I catch the piece of paper.
Of course you do. Because your ass was knocking everybody down like it was bridesmaids getting a damn bouquet. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I heard there was some billionaires in the room. I was like, I got to get in front of these motherfuckers.
I know you did.
Give me that motherfucking paper.
I know you did. I
that
know
paper
you did.
That paper is not getting over my hair. Yeah, girl. Jody Wasserman and Jean Schaffenstein. I know all them chicks, okay? Like,
right. Okay.
I know them now. So I go up on stage, and he's like, okay, in this trick, I'm going to have someone from the audience read the mind of somebody, you know, else in the audience. I said, okay. So I get up on stage. There's this woman named Teresa. So Teresa's up on stage. So he says, Teresa, I want you to think about a celebrity that you've never met before. Somebody that you really want to meet, that you absolutely must meet.
Okay.
Really, so she says, uh-huh. So he says, okay, now take this pad and pen and go back to your seat.
Write it down.
So then he calls me up and I'm up there. Listen, I have a book. It's called Pulling It All Together. I talk about, let me tell
plug.
You something.
Yes.
Plug. In my book, I say it's not about what you wear. It's how you wear it. It's all about confidence. That night, I had a Comme des Garçons.
Yes.
Jacket. That I said, you know, this Comme des Garçons, which was like a $3,000 jacket,
yeah,
didn't look as good as this Zara jacket I had.
Yeah.
Okay. So I said, oh, well, I'm in the Hamptons. It's light, you know, I'm bigger than the clothes. I'm going to rock this, you know, $159 Zara jacket. I put my Zara jacket on to the place with the billionaires, okay? I'm up on stage in front of everybody.
Oh, God.
This motherfucker says, nice jacket. And he opens my jacket. He says, where is this from?
No!
He says, oh, Zara. And I'm like, ah! I had a Comme des Garçons at the house.
Wait a minute. Did you read the bitch's mind or not?
Yes, I read the bitch's mind.
Okay, who was
but
it?
This was up on stage.
I'm like, I need to know who the bitch wanted to be.
So wait, but I got to tell you.
Okay.
Calm your ass down.
I know, I'm excited though.
So check this out. So then this guy looks at me and he takes his finger and he presses it into my head.
Oh, shit.
And then he grabs the back of my head. Thank God I don't have tracks. I'm like, this is not good. There's so many things, sir. You called out my Zara. You
now fucking, my hair, yes.
You
touching my hair.
Right. You checking to see if I have a weave. Like, it's a whole bunch of shit going on. So I'm like, okay, I got to keep my composure. I'm up in front of all these billionaires. Oh, God, Paul, keep it together. So he presses the front of my head and the back of my head, like, really tight. And I'm like, ooh. And he's like, close your eyes and plug your ears and don't, let's just focus. And I said, ooh. So I do all that. So then he says, okay, the count of three, I want you to tell me who she wants to meet. And he says, but just wait a minute, just wait. And then he like does his hands at me like,
abracadabra, motherfucker.
So when he goes like that,
yeah, what happened?
I hear in my head, Brad Pitt.
Shut the hell up.
Brad Pitt.
No way.
Who's saying it?
Yeah.
That motherfucker must have put something in my hair, like an amplifier or something. He did something.
Because you literally heard it.
I heard it in my head. It was like, Brad Pitt. Like, it was like,
shut the fuck up.
I was like, you could have made it sound a little bit more mystical. So you know I was angry about that Zara shit. So look, my ass was.
You wanted to throw
Billy D. Williams. Samuel L. Jackson. All white people, okay? It's all white people, all Jewish.
Oh, my God.
You named the wrong people?
Richard Pryor. Eddie Murphy. No, fuck, Charlie Murphy. No. So I said, you know what? I'm a showman. I wouldn't want somebody fucking up my show.
You're like, just kidding, Brad Pitt.
No, so I'm like, is it Brad Pitt? And I mean, bitches was fainting. People were dropping their glasses.
That mentalist was like.
She holds up this thing and she's like, yes, it is. That was the best thing I could have done, because for the rest of the night, people were handing me their
cards. Up to you.
How did you know? I said, I've got a gift.
Well, I got a gift.
Oh, my God. That is,
Isn't that something?
That is crazy, though. I wonder really how you ended up hearing that voice.
He must have put something on my head.
He had
with all
to
that pressing that he was doing, because he pressed
definitely
the front and the
put
back.
There was something there.
Like some sort of recorder. Wow.
Yeah, and I think right before I said it, he must have taken it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I was possessed. Maybe I'm still possessed.
Maybe. I don't know. Keep that shit over there, though.
I want to see, and he has a video. We didn't have time to load it yet, so you won't be able to see it on Facebook, but I want to see the video.
Because
they recorded it, right?
Yo, nice jacket. Where's this from? I'm like, fuck.
Nobody will.
The one time I don't wear that damn cuff, I'm glad he didn't look at my pants. I had on some H&M jeans. I would have had to leave the Hamptons. Somebody get me a jet out of here.
Because I ain't got my own.
Jody Wasserman, let me borrow your jet.
Oh, my God. People are loving this, by the way, on Facebook. They're watching Amy Atwood. Wiley is saying you all are hysterical. Brittany Pearson is giving us smiley faces. So is Janine and Laura. You guys, be sure to share this episode today with Danny and Paul. Share it with a friend. Share it on your feed. You're
going
to be entered to win two free tickets to our show on Friday night at AMP by Strathmore in Rockville.
And come to our show.
Yeah. Like,
yes.
If you think this is funny, just wait.
Oh, my God.
We have so much fun.
By the way, we got to thank our sponsor, Mervis Diamond, who sponsors this podcast along with Paul's. MervisDiamond.com. If you are in the market for an engagement ring, they are the best.
They really are.
They've been voted by TheKnot.com as one of the best places to get an engagement ring. All price ranges, too. And if you have something in mind specifically, like custom that you want made, they also got you. You can just bring it in, bring in a picture. They do all kinds of custom work and 100% return or turn in upgrade.
Amazing. I love that.
Yeah, it is really amazing. K Street location, Rockville Tyson's.
That's it.
MervisDiamond.com.
You know, it's so funny. I had an assistant that works at The Knot.
And
I introduced her to, you know, Erica Gutierrez is a great friend of mine.
Yeah,
she has a brother, and her brother has this friend. And one day I had the girl because I thought I needed somebody with me like all the time. I don't know what I was going through. Having a moment. But but lucky for her, I was high maintenance.
Yeah.
Because I made this girl come with me one day, and she's like, oh, I got stuff to do. She met Erica's brother's friend, and they just got engaged last week.
Amazing.
Isn't that something?
Look at you. Yes. Matchmaker to the resume.
Isn't that something?
Yes. Seriously, at your restaurant and nightclub, people would be making it. I really think that is like your business. Because you are about hospitality.
I am. Yeah.
You really, really are. Like, that's significant for you and entertaining. I feel like that is your calling.
I think we'll do it.
Oh, my God. That would be amazing.
Say it. Don't think. I will do it.
I will do it.
Speak it into existence,
baby. I got a partner. We got the cash. I mean, we're ready.
I got a little bit of something I'll throw in there, too, baby. I will be a silent partner. You know, I've been saving for my RV traveling.
I'm
going to need your RV money.
Yeah, it's like, I got it too. I've been stacking that RV money. You won't even believe it, baby.
You're onto something, though. I found that article. I was like, we got to talk about it if we have time.
Yeah.
I also want to thank our sponsor, Green Chef, though. If you are interested in Green Chef, they send you premium organic ingredients and imaginative new recipes each week. They are the first USDA certified organic meal kit delivery service that includes everything you need to cook delicious gourmet meals. The meal plans include paleo, vegan, vegetarian, keto, gluten-free, omnivore, and carnivore. All you need to do is go to greenchef.us. It's not .com. greenchef.us/heyfraze. You get $50 off your first box. Healthier, wholesome, high quality, and sustainably sourced. It is greenchef.us/heyfraze.
Make it happen.
Boom.
I want to know, I've been waiting for you to get on here, Danny, because I really wanted your advice on this. So I have a girlfriend. She's been dating a guy for about 4 months, okay? He has two kids, and she is not a fan of the kids.
How old are the kids? I have all the questions. First of all, you said 2 months?
No, she's been dating him for 4 months.
Oh, 4 months.
Yes, the kids are 12 and 14.
Nah, she tripping. Like, they're 12. They're kids.
So, wait, but she just, like, can't stand them. She says that the oldest son is, like, obnoxious. But she's crazy about the guy. And so
you can't have him without the kids.
No, you have to. They are an extension of him. And either you learn to break them kids down and make them love you. Like, seriously. Because what's going to happen is you cannot. I'll be damned if I'm with somebody who cannot stand my children. It is not going to work. Now, if his kids were 25 and 30, I'd be like, them ain't no damn kids. Them is some adults who are just got their own issues.
Right.
That's one thing. And you can have a whole relationship. His kids are 12 and 14.
Mm-hmm.
Baby girl, you better figure it out. Either you learn to make them love you.
What
or
about,
you learn
so
to love
this
them.
This guy has them like 2 or 3 weekends a month. Okay, so he doesn't have primary custody. So I'm saying to her, like, if you're really crazy about him, can't you learn to like them? I mean,
she has to.
you're going to be with him all that much.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, like, this is it. First of all, she doesn't have kids.
No. So, kids.
But this is another thing. She is in the phase where you're dealing with two teenagers, okay, or a preteen and a teenager.
Yeah.
These kids are probably territorial of their dad. Now, they don't know if she's sticking around or not. It's their job to make her life hell. They want to know who's sticking around with their dad, who's the right woman. So obviously, this is not the true version of them. While she gets the honeymoon phase, first of all, it's 4 months. That's the honeymoon phase. That's why she's crazy about his ass, first of all. Mm-hmm. So while she's in
another six.
So
yeah.
When she's in the honeymoon phase with him, it is going to be the horror phase with them because it's their job to make sure you ain't in here playing with my dad.
Right.
So obviously,
that's a good point.
Now, if it's a year, 2 years down the road, they're going to have a different level of respect for this woman who is now a part of their lives. But they don't owe her shit.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. They want to make sure this is what it is. And you have to push through that. And if you can't, you should walk away because those are his kids.
Have you ever dated, Paul, a guy that had kids?
Yeah. And then I dated the son.
I swear to God. I hate you.
I started with the father.
Oh my God.
I started with the father. He was from Germany, and he's lovely, but you know, whatever.
You ain't shit.
Amazing.
And the son came, and he was an adult, and they were both super hot. And I started hanging out with the son. I didn't date him, but we hung out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, the father asked me. He was like, "Oh, there's something going on.
You hooking up with my son? What'd you say?"
I said a little.
At least you were honest.
Yeah.
Hey, at the end of the day, we all grown. If you're honest, I ain't worried
about
it.
He's like, I just want him to tell me he's gay. I was like, well, I haven't talked
to
him.
He didn't even tell his dad, so you brought him out the closet?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Paul always does, though. That would be, honestly, this Paul can turn like a straight guy or who you think is straight like that.
I
mean, it is amazing. Well, I put this question out on social media. And by the way, people are weighing in on social media right now. Christy says, all teens, tweens are obnoxious at times. That's what kids do. Laura says, yes. Nancy says, love you guys together. Paul tells the best stories. I agree with Danny on the kid thing. And most people on social media said the same thing.
Yeah.
One woman says it's really hard. My ex has his grown children in their 20s, like you were talking about, Danny.
Fuck them kids. They ain't kids. They grown. You know what? At that point, you tell your man, nah, you better handle your children before I do because they're grown-ups. But kids are kids, and you have to have a different, you know, you have to have a different understanding of that.
This woman says that the grown children interfere in their relationship all the time, yet her 8-year-old son loves the stepfather. I think adult children should live their own lives.
Yeah.
Karen Taylor says, yes, I married my husband and he had two kids, but I don't get along with them. And I'm glad they're all grown and I don't have to deal with them socially.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Grown kids are a whole different ballgame. But when you're dealing with little kids, you got to push through that.
Sounds like it.
You do.
I did date the older guy that I dated. He had two young kids, but they were great. I mean, they were really sweet. And they were, and I always felt like they were young.
But you can't like people. You can't not like people because you're worried that they won't like you. Like, there's a song that was really popular by Kim, I think. This is why I love you. Mm-hmm. Ooh,
yeah.
This is why I love you.
Because you
love me. You know, it's like, wait, hold up. You lost me.
What?
This is why I love you. Because you love me.
How that shit work? I said, hold on. That's the only caveat you got. You got to love me.
This
and that's
why I love you. Because you love me. So,
that's some
you
weird
can't do
shit.
That.
You can't. No. I don't know. It's too much.
No.
It's too much.
Well, now we know. Now we've got the whole song.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like I have more stipulations. You could love me, but if you disrespect me, you don't show up on time, even though I'm late as hell all the time. You know, I got stipulations. That's cute that you love me, but love is not enough.
Yeah.
You got to build off love. You got to have some respect. You got to be able to have some good D game. I'm a firm believer in that. Like,
I know you're having sex all the time. We know it.
I am.
We hear it. Is that going to be part of your stand-up, by the way? You're going to talk about your sex life?
What's all the time? Couple times a day?
No, but
these guys are having it
lot. We have sex probably every day. In fact, when I came back, okay, so this might be a little graphic, but
don't care.
Okay, so I came back from Miami, so obviously
we're like, Paul and I are like, go on.
It's not the way you're thinking. So I came back from Miami, right? And I'm in the bathroom, mind you. It's sweatpants week for me, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, sure, yeah. It's that time of the month.
Yes, it is.
So I gotcha.
I refer to it as sweatpants week. So it's sweatpants week for me. And we're to the point where, like, we have sex all the time, and I love it. It's great. I enjoy it, right? But I just got my IUD taken out, and I am just now on new birth control. When I tell you it is the first 48 happening up down there, it is a massacre. So I'm like, this might not be what it is. This, you know, come home. I'm in the bathroom. I yell out. He's laying in the bed. I go, babe. He's like, yeah, baby. I'm like, we having sex? I'm only asking because I got to do some things if that's going to happen. Because he's like, yeah, go ahead and do some things. I'm like, all right, I'll be out in about 5. I'm telling y'all, it's a whole crime scene.
Now, are those nights that you try anal?
No. That only happened one good time.
By accident? Just no, kind of slipped
it in. Wasn't by accident. It was actually because I love him so much, I wanted to try something just that I had never tried with anybody. I was married and never tried that, okay?
Oh, look at you guys, really?
Yeah, so I tried it, and it was a process.
Yeah.
That I don't know. And then
it is a process. It is a process.
Sarah tore up her booty hole. Hers has never recovered.
It was a whole process.
It's the truth. Yeah. Now I can't have butt sex anymore.
I've had kids, so there's some hemorrhoid issues. Like, y'all it is a problem. Yeah. Okay. You don't want none of this. Yeah. I said, baby, that was a one and done. I tried it.
If it works for you, yeah.
Let me tell you what happened.
It's hard.
After that, right? I went to Planned Parenthood because, you know, I lost insurance once the show.
You did, like, immediately?
So I went, yeah.
Did you have SAG after?
It was right after. I'm not paying no damn Cobra. Do you know how much Cobra costs? No, I'm not. So I was like, let me go to Planned Parenthood and get some birth control.
Wait, when you were on 93.9, though, were you a member, union member?
Or no, because they're not a union shop.
Yeah. Okay.
So I only had till the end of the month.
Damn.
So let me tell you, I was going to doctor's appointments
that
I didn't even need. I went to every doctor appointment. I went to the dermatologist. I never go to the dermatologist. I was like, I'm getting everything checked, okay? They was checking everything. So I went to Planned Parenthood, and it literally was 2 days after I tried that for the first time, right? And so she's like, how many sexual partners do you have? And I was like, just one. And she was like, well, do you do this? Do you do that? And she was like, she was like, sex-wise, and she was like, vaginal, you know, everything. And I was like, vaginal. She was like, anal. I was like, no! Because I felt like she was reading my mind because it was like 2 days prior to this. And then it was like, when you say no, but you're doing this, and you're like, no.
She's like, vaginal, anal, oral. You're like, yes.
And that's what I said. I said yes.
All of the above.
I was like, vaginal. And then, like, because it just seemed like the right answer. And then I was like, I mean, and oral. And then I was like, and she was like, so anal? And I was like, no. But I was like shaking my head yes while I was saying no. I was like, I got to get the hell up out of here. This bitch reading my mind. She was a mentalist.
Right.
Like, bitch, don't be reading my mind. Get out of my bedroom.
Oh, my God. I think that's hysterical. Well, I was going to ask you guys, because I love this whole story. Did you see the, this is happening in Virginia, by the way. The female lawmaker that called out the guy who's into Bigfoot erotica. And I was like,
Bigfoot erotica?
Yes. You haven't heard about this? Oh, my God. Did you know this was a thing? First of all, do you guys believe in Bigfoot?
I thought
you meant the man like big feet. I thought you meant the man like to stick his thing between two big old feet.
No, this is
like Bigfoot.
This is for Virginia's 5th Congressional District. So the Democratic candidate, Leslie Cockburn, this week.
Her name is not Cockburn.
I swear to God, her real name.
You can't make this shit up.
And the opponent's name, who has written Bigfoot erotica, Denver Riggleman, real name, was caught on camera campaigning. Well, he's had some back issues, including campaigning with a white supremacist. But on top of that, he's a devoted Bigfoot erotica writer. And also he says that people online are actually into Bigfoot erotica.
Listen, people are into some weird ass shit.
Who thought of this? Like, I think of these things, I'm like, this is fucking brilliant. Who thought, like, they actually write erotica stories about you going into the woods, getting lost, and then having sex with Bigfoot?
Listen,
that sounds amazing to me.
Here's the truth. If I'm lost in the woods and ain't nobody there but Bigfoot, me and Bigfoot getting into it, okay? I'm gonna be like, listen, this is it. It's just me and you. This is what it is.
Well, you know how I told you all earlier on this podcast a while back when I go to someone's house and I'm trying to figure out what they like sexually.
Yeah.
I figure out a way to get them to pull out their laptop.
Their big
their laptop. Yeah. And then I go www.porn and then all the shit pops up.
So you know what they're into.
You know what they're into.
Gang bang, bareback.
Yes.
You know, like tied up.
MILF.
All this stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, right. So, but if you were to do that on mine, Viking sex.
You're into Viking sex? Wait, do they dress like Vikings?
No, they're just big.
Oh, they're
really?
Just like big. And,
God, it's like, fabulous.
Really?
Hercules.
Yeah.
I have got to get into this.
I'll be with a little 5'6" guy. Put on the Viking set. Go to www.po.
P-O.
R.
It'll pop up. It'll pop up.
Well, there are actual erotica stories that you can buy with the titles Bigfoot Pirates Haunt My Balls. That's a real
stop it.
Haunt My Balls.
I don't want nobody haunting none of my lady parts.
And Seduced by Dr. Bigfoot, Attorney at Large. These are some of the erotica
attorney
books.
Attorney at Large.
This is hysterical. They say that people are attracted to Bigfoot because of his love for nature, that Bigfoot is actually supposed to be kind and gentle.
Well, if you watch Harry and the Hendersons.
Right,
yeah,
exactly. That's
was a nice
That's
one.
A nice throwback.
He was
Thanks
so
for bringing
nice.
That back.
Well, then he's so nice. And John Lithgow was great in that also. Yeah. I couldn't believe he was in that.
Leslie Cockburn, by the way, is getting a lot of backlash.
When you say that, I laugh.
Cockburn.
Because they're saying that she's basically porn shaming him. Like, the guy has the right to be into what he's into, and she shouldn't be outing him.
She shouldn't be outing him with a name like Cockburn. Bitch, how many right. even mess with you? I don't know. If I was going to date a girl named Cockburn, I would be a little suspect. Like, hold on, girl. No.
Would you marry a man with
name
the last
Cockburn.
Name Cockburn?
I'd keep my own name.
You keep your own name.
100%. I'm not naming my. Yeah. My name would not be Danielle Cockburn.
What would your kid's last name be?
It would not be Cockburn. They would be little Danielle's. Yeah. It would not be little Cockburn.
I mean, right. Munchie Cockburn.
Munchie,
would be
Munchie and Smoochie Cockburn? Hell no. It would not go down that way, Sarah.
Munchie and Smoochie Cockburn. That, I love it.
I'm telling you, on the first date when
That'd
he was like,
so
when
funny.
He, what's his first name? Please tell me his name is not Richard.
Well, the guy's name is Denver Riggleman, the guy that was into the Bigfoot
porn. What the hell is going on
I
right
know.
Now?
It's, these are real candidates in Virginia.
Yeah, something going on in Virginia.
I know. Well, it's a funky state.
It is.
I know. The northern pocket's okay, but once you get south.
Is that the guy that made the Trump? Oh, no. That's not the guy that made the Trump commercial with his baby. That he was in Florida. Never mind.
Yeah, I think that was a different guy. So, hey, what's going on, Danny, with your adventures in RV? Because you're onto it. I found this article. As millennials embrace RVs, the next wave of travel trailers are going hip. And they're basically talking about more millennials are downsizing.
So, okay, so this is the plan. We're on a 2-year countdown.
Okay.
And we have started to cut out certain things that cost a lot of money. I'm gradually cutting out Starbucks because it's just so much money.
Absolutely.
As I walked
it
in with Starbucks
$400
today. A month. It really can. Yeah. And so, I have a financial advisor who's actually going to be on my podcast this week, which I love because she's helped me. You guys, I have saved over the last 6 months thousands of dollars. Now, I ain't going to tell you how much because I don't need to be out here getting robbed, okay?
Right.
But first of all, let me tell y'all why y'all see me on the street. My money is not in my bank account. So if you try to take me to an ATM, you ain't getting shit.
Right.
It's in somebody else's account because I know myself. I'll touch it. But basically, we're on a 2-year countdown. We started really, you know, raking in the money, basically. I'm doing Jeff's haircuts now. $30 a week we're saving off of me cutting his hair. Plus, it's sexy as shit.
$30 a week?
Look at you.
Straddling my man shaving the hell
wants me
him.
To try that. And I'm like, not want me. Really?
It is sexy, okay? It is probably one of the most intimate, sexiest things I've ever done with a man is cut his hair.
Oh.
It is. And he just like holds on to me while I'm doing it. And I'm like, yeah. So this is my genius idea. Of course, he didn't agree to it. Because after we did it, people were like, oh my God, sign me up. I was like, babe, you should let me do an online show where I cut men's hair and I ask them personal questions.
I think that's
so
great.
Hot. That's a great idea.
No,
oh, he's
don't you fucking steal my idea, okay? Y'all motherfuckers
wow,
watching,
Paul.
Don't steal my shit. But if you want to volunteer to be one of my haircuts, I want to sit on men's laps,
yes.
shave their beard,
yes.
and cut their hair.
I swear I'm not writing anything.
And
I'm checking my text
messages. And I want to ask them personal questions because I think it would be a very cool idea.
Like, that's a great idea.
Trademark Danny Star, bitch. Don't steal my stuff. But I want to do it. He thinks it's a really great idea for some other body. He's like, yo ass ain't cutting all these rants. But I feel like it's a genius idea. So that's what. But anyway, we're saving a lot of money. I'm teaching English to kids in Asia.
Back
home, making some money that way. I'm doing whatever it takes. I'm telling you, this is a dream. I'm not giving up. I have a goal. It has made saving easier. It has made the grind easier. In 2 years, I'm going to be in either a tiny house or an RV. Gavin is doing great. He is a perfect
yes!
travel dog.
People love your dog. Yes, Gavin. Yeah.
Speaking of Mervis,
there
was a
sexy.
Commitment. I need my damn ring. So we have not forgotten. My man will be making a call to John. So
okay.
When are you going to get engaged? Do you guys know? Do you have a rough...
We don't. You know, we honestly for us, it's like I've done that before. And, Jeff is a life partner.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He is a real deal partner. This man will talk me off a ledge. He will call me. He will pick me up. He gives me so much life.
Yeah.
Can't stand his ass sometimes. That's the truth. Like, he's a man still, and I'm a man hater. I ain't even gonna lie. I am. I'm a man hater. Like, I love men. But, like, I grew up with 5 boys. I feel like I have the right to hate some of y'all because y'all drive me fucking crazy. Mm. But I also love good men.
Yeah.
I'm a very big, avid supporter of good men. And Jeff is a good man, still a man. So sometimes I hate his ass. But I I love him. And so I'm like, you know what, baby, we can do this whenever. We can have a baby before getting married. I don't give a shit what we do. I know you're in this to win this. So
I'm so happy that you're happy.
I'm very happy.
I am so happy. I see it. All over you.
Thank you for seeing. And you know what's crazy? That's awesome. This is a moment in my life where I could easily not be happy, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I 15 years in radio kind of fucking took a lot out of my spirit. Yep. I'm kind of in a position where I don't know exactly where money's going to come from. But you guys, I have never been happier. I am really okay. I'm like, it'll all work out. At the end of the day, I'm a mom first. So I know I'm going to make sure my kids are good. Mm-hmm. I love my man. He's good to me. I'm having sex regularly and that keeps me a little sane. So everything is good for me right now. Literally.
I love that.
I know.
Yeah. I'm so happy.
Thank you guys for really seeing that and understanding that, because that's dope as hell for my friends to recognize, like, no, you look and you feel good.
Well, you are amazing. Thank you guys, before we take off for the podcast, we do want to tell people, share this episode. You'll be entered to win 2 tickets to the show on Friday night. We're going to pick a winner. But also, they're doing a buy 2, get 1, ampbystrathmore.com. Go and buy them. Just enter code podcast.
AJ, can we get a graphic, boo? Because I'm going to put up a new graphic. Get your little free ticket today.
Right. Yes. But by the way, it is AJ, producer AJ's birthday.
Oh,
so
yay!
I got Georgetown cupcakes for everybody and flowers, which is so funny. I didn't even tell you guys this, but I recently, and her birthday is like...
Is it really?
No. It's actually like 2 weeks from now.
So your ass was just real early?
So she kept talking about how she was going to celebrate her birthday
this weekend. It was like this weekend.
Oh my God, it's this weekend. What are we going to do? We got to do it while we're all like live on the show. Then I come in today. I've got this balloon, the cupcakes and everything. She's like, oh yeah, it's actually on the 13th. I'm like, the 13th?
Let me tell you something, Sarah. That's
this
okay.
This is day one.
That's
early.
So sweet. Paul and I are going to be 2 weeks late on it anyway, because that's just what we do. So
I'll be in Italy on the 13th. This
will even it out.
Hi, happy birthday. I got you some cupcakes.
Hey, we got you cupcakes, girl. Some flowers. Yes, we got you all the things.
It's so funny too. I didn't even tell you guys this. Oh my God, happy birthday. We like
birthday.
Love you. No one would be able to do any of their podcasts without you.
Oh my God, I love you guys so much. But yes, my birthday's not for another 3 weeks, but come out on the 13th. I guess Paul's going to be absent in Italy. So, you know.
I'll be here.
That's nice.
There'll be some melanin representing.
The melanin representing.
Yes. I got you, boo.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah, so much. You're so sweet, you guys.
I got her yellow roses, but this is so funny. You didn't hear this, but I've had like sex dreams recently about AJ. I don't even know why, right? But mostly, yes. I know why.
Hello.
Is she with you and Dan? What happened?
No, I'm sitting there using my vibrator and she's styling me.
Are you really kidding me?
On. Yes, it's really odd. It's so bizarre. So I got her these yellow flowers because they specifically say friendship and I don't want her to think anything. But when I go up to cash out, the guy's like, oh, do you know what yellow roses mean?
Yeah, motherfucker, friendship. It says it on
he
there.
He goes, no, it's actually the one that got away. And I'm like, I can't have this.
Oh my God.
Like already, I'm having like these crazy. No, I was full on using my vibrator and she was like pulling outfits for me and I never stopped using my vibrator.
Good for you, girl. I mean, once you're in it, you're in it.
This is such a Me Too moment. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
This will not happen on my podcast.
Listen.
Right? Oh,
can I just say that Paul has already tried to grope my ass and my tits?
Ooh. It's okay.
Oh, yo ass.
What you talking about?
Okay, that one time at Mervis. Okay,
that one time.
You was in my way. I was pushing you out of my way.
I just want to say since we now know that yellow roses are the flower of the one that got away, all you fellas who just feel bad that it didn't work out with us, I will gladly accept your yellow roses as the one that got away.
You'll take them on Friday night. You can throw
them
on stage.
Throw them on stage like I missed out, bitch. You did. You did.
Well, you guys have to be back to talk more about your podcast. Empathy and Eyebrows is Danny's podcast. New episodes come out every single Friday. Download on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play.
All of that. My book is out. You can get it on Itasca. You can get it Barnes & Noble. I went into Barnes & Noble the other day and asked to get the book. She was like, I heard that book. And then she pulled it up. I was like, I'm just making sure it's here, girl. I'm the author. She was like, oh, you are.
Oh, they love that. Yeah, they do
that. I got her to buy
that.
It on the spot.
Oh, that's fantastic. And get it to the store.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's great.
So go ahead and buy that book, girl. It's good.
Vivica A. Fox was on his very first episode. Politics is out as well on iTunes.
Yes, Paul.
I think it's on iTunes now. It's on Spotify. I mean, we're trying to get it on all these places.
Much.
I don't know what's going
on.
You know,
I
need help. I need people. I mean, you know,
Google
it's on Spotify.
It. Yes. They're like, shut the hell up.
Is it over?
It's over.
That's the show.
That's the wrap it up.
Look, I'm not talking about politics. Anyway, next up on politics.
All right, you guys. We're playing you off. We'll see you on Friday night.
We'll see you Friday.
Bye, everybody. You're getting played out.
Yeah. That's that Grammy wrap it up music. Get your ass off stage.
I'm like, what happened?
Ari, you're done. We gotta get the hell up out of here.
I know. You gotta go home.
But you gotta get the hell up out of here. Shout out Podcast Village.